Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1820, Rheumatology Consultants of Delaware, PA.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 41,611 square feet, more or less, lying at the southeast corner of Shady Road, also known as Road 276, and Plantation Road, also known as Road 275. For the benefit of the record, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet for the commission on March 26, 2010. Can you read my reading? And that exhibit booklet, including copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission minutes of August 2nd of 2005, which related to conditional use number 1616 for Paul Case, which was also for professional offices, and also a copy of ordinance number 1785 for the same conditional use, a copy of a portion of the existing land use map from the comprehensive plan update, a copy of a tax map depicting the general zoning of the area, a copy of the photographs of the site in the general area, a copy of the future land use map from the comprehensive plan update and reference to the permitted uses, a copy of the strategies for state policies and spending map from the comprehensive plan update depicting the site being located in an investment level 2, a copy of survey of the property, a conceptual site plan for the project, a copy of the photograph of a possible proposed building, a copy of a letter of exemption from the PLUS process from the Office of State Planning Coordination, which is dated October 31st of 2007, copy of a letter and support facilities report from DelDOT dated August 29th of 2007 and referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and suggested proposed conditions of approval for this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they were received on April 6th of 2010. And reference that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that capacity is available for up to 6 EDUs, which equates to an office of approximately 6,000 square feet, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,336 per equivalent dwelling unit for the period July 1, 2009 through June 30 of 2010, that each parcel was provided with a 6-inch lateral during original construction of the sewer, that a 6-inch lateral may not be adequate for the proposed use, and installation of an 8-inch lateral may be required, that the developer is responsible for costs associated with that lateral installation and upgrades, that conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area planning study will be required, that if more than 6 EDUs are required, downstream upgrades may be necessary, that a sanitary sewer concept plan is required, that each structure must be properly disconnected, which requires a disconnection permit, disconnection by a licensed plumber, and inspected by the county, and that a separate disconnection permit is required for each parcel. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, which were received on April 7 of 2010, which references that the site only has one soil type, that the developer will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or text ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Willard of Fuquay, Yorey, and Willard.
Yeah, Tim Willard, Fuquay, Yorey, and Willard, 28th The Circle in Georgetown. And I have one colored site plan that's up there, and I apologize, I just have one. I don't know if other people are here. I know Ms. Deacon was here, and I showed the site plan to her, but that's the only one I have.
Okay, well, if anyone else, once again, if you'd like to get up and take a look, please feel free to do so.
Mr. Lank has gone through my exhibit book, so you know what's coming. I'm going to go through it fairly quickly. I think first let me introduce Dr. Jose Pando. He is a rheumatologist, and fortunately I haven't had to see one yet, but it's a pain doctor for arthritis and soft tissue pain and things like that. He's been practicing in Sussex County for 14 years or so, and I've known him all that time. Currently, he's got a practice on Savannah Road, and what he'd like to do, he doesn't own that building, what he'd like to do is move his practice to this location, and he's owned it for some time. The property is located at the corner of County Road 275 and County Road 276. That's Plantation Road and Shady Road. So I know you gentlemen are well aware of this area, especially recently, but you take a left there to go off Plantation Roads towards Grand Slam, and right, the first property on the right on the corner is Dr. Pando's property where he'd like to put his practice. It's almost an acre. It's 41,000 square feet. It's currently zoned AR1. We're asking for a conditional use for medical and or professional offices. How it's designed now, the first floor is about 5,800 square feet, and the second floor in the middle section would be approximately 22, and I'll get to that later. Probably more space than he needs right now. He may try to look for, if he gets permission to put it there, a professional office that may complement his practice now, like physical therapy, or even another professional that's not in the medical field. That's why he's asking for that. First, let me just talk about the history of the project, or the parcel reference land use, because I was before you in 2005. My client at the time was Mr. Case, Paul Case, and we had almost an identical application, not quite. It had more square feet on the first floor, not as much total, and a few less parking spaces. But you all granted it, and tab one is there, is your decision granting that. And you found that it was consistent with the comp plan, that it wouldn't adversely affect uses. And when I say you, I know all of you weren't members at the time. Since that time, I'd submit to you there actually has been more development in the area, which makes it consistent and not adversely affecting other properties. So I included that for you. And also, likewise, the county council for that conditional use application for medical and professional offices on this site granted an ordinance for that conditional use in 2005. What happened was, I think Dr. Pando, and I'm partly to blame for this, didn't realize it expired so quickly. However, he had a couple practices. He had the one in Lewis and the one in Salisbury. And I imagine if he had decided to go forward with that original plan, he would have probably asked for a continuance just to get the engineering done. But that's why we're here today. He since has withdrawn his practice from Salisbury. He's solely on Savannah Road, has two full-time doctors himself, two part-time, and a staff of a little over 10 individuals. I'm going to go through my book just for the record to establish certain things. You have the history of the parcel. And just to jump ahead to tab 11, because this is an environmentally sensitive development district, we went through PLUS before. And to give you a little history on that, in 2005, Mr. Case had originally asked for B1. In fact, it was probably before I got involved. And we went through the PLUS process, and they came back with their comments that B1 is probably a little too much, and you see that a lot. And my client at the time, Mr. Case, didn't have any problem with it. Dr. Pando had it under contract. So we changed the application to a conditional use just for the professional medical offices. And planning office said, thank you very much. We appreciate the plan. We did a couple other things with landscaping. And we subsequently got the letter from DelDOT saying no TIS. We appreciate it. So I wrote Ms. Holland when we applied for this 2 years ago. Seems like 2 years ago in 07, saying this is the history of it. And I got that letter back from Bryant Hall, which if you just look at it, doesn't make really much sense because they indicate that the property was all CR1, and so they didn't have any objection, you know, albeit if you look at the future land use map, it does look like this property is zoned commercial, but it's not. It's AR1. That's why we asked for it. But it was good enough for Mr. Lank, or at least it was good enough to waive the PLUS process. So you have in tab 3 the existing land use, and you should have a colored photograph of that. And you see the big red blotch to the left. That's just north of Shady Road. And then you have the swath that goes down Route 1. Dr. Pando's property is right across the street from that vacant Lowe's property that's zoned commercial. And I don't have to tell you all what some of the other existing land use is. You just approve the MR and the conditional use right behind that, and you'll see some pictures of what's going on around there just to demonstrate that we don't believe, or we do believe that your decision in 2005 was correct based on where this property is located. It wouldn't adversely affect any other property nearby, and it's consistent with your comp plan. If you look at tab 4, there's a tax map that should be is colored, which shows really what tab 4 shows, just at your official tax map, which shows a couple of the conditional uses. Highlighted in sort of dark blue in the corner is the property. And one thing it demonstrates is shows that surrounded by commercial, there's some pre-existing uses, perhaps on Shady Road, that exist, reference a tree business or something like that, that aren't necessarily identified legally because they are probably pre-existing. And we have some pictures of that. You know, Grottos is down the street, Lowe's is across the way. Right across the street, there's a road that's perpendicular to the Shady, which is Henlopen Landing, which is MR, as you can see. Then in tab 5, you'll see photographs of the property. Tab 1 shows the property looking over Shady Road. There's one small residence there with an outbuilding. Then further to the west, where there's a second lot, there's another building that's not occupied. There have been tenants in that building, but we submit to you that it's not an ideal location to live or raise a family, which is another reason why it's maybe appropriate for daytime business. Tab 3 and 4 also shows the property. 3 showing the entrance that now exists on the driveway. Tab 4 shows some kind of use, which I think is a tree business or something down the street. It's hard to identify. There are trucks and trees being chopped there. 5 is Henlopen Landing. And 6 shows Dr. Pando's property as you're looking north. And that's significant. That portion of land in Part 6, if you grant this, would be dedicated. Part of it would be dedicated to DelDOT. We have absolutely no problem with that condition. They've requested it. And also part of our plan, as you can see, has a 10-foot multimodal path to the extent any of the portion on plantations further developed. DelDOT also wants the entrance to be on Shady Road. Whether we obviously have to get their entrance approval, whether they would require right in, right out, we don't know. But Dr. Pando is aware of that. Tab 7 shows some manufactured homes on Shady Road, and the Gemcraft development, which are townhouses right behind the storage facility in Grand Slam, which is near the property. And then you see Lowe's and the field in front of Lowe's. This is designated environmentally sensitive development district for purpose of your 2010 comp plan. It was for 2005 as well, so that hasn't changed. The language of your comp plan indicates that the future land use plan is probably the most influential part of a comprehensive plan. And in this particular designated district, they talk about permitted uses within your comp plan. And they say, quote, retail and offices, including retail and office uses are appropriate, but larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations. We submit that this is a pretty modest office building, not a complex, and it would actually do well to serve some of the residential communities around there that would unfortunately need Dr. Pando's services. Tab 7 recognizes that the state has identified this area as a Strategies 2 area, which calls for added public services and facilities. Tab 8, you have the survey of the property, which shows there are 2 attached lots. He owns them both, obviously, and it's a little under an acre, 0.9, I think. And that shows where it exists on Plantations Road. Tab 9 has a site plan, which is up there. It has 39 parking spaces for 7,228 square feet, which is, they only need 35, so there are 3 more than is actually necessary, if in fact that many is necessary, because the second floor, which is 2,500 square feet, will probably be used for a lab, not space where customers or patients would be attending, more like a lunchroom, a lab, maybe offices upstairs. That's the idea. But it does have more than the necessary parking requirements. And you can see the entrance on Shady Road. There's also landscaping, and we've added a condition to the proposed conditions that all parking spaces would be, you know, sheltered or screened by landscaping. There probably won't be much stormwater activity, and there's more than ample enough there, but that would be if you give us conditional preliminary approval or recommendation for that, and council does the same, The engineering would certainly follow before final. Tab 10, for what it's worth, is just a vision of what Dr. Pando wants to see there, which I think is important. As I've read some of the minutes and some of the people that have proposed development on Plantation Road, they say this is not appropriate for offices and things like that. And so what he plans to build there is something that has a more of a residential appearance with dormers, so it kind of looks like a house. And I think that would be appropriate for the people that come in and out of Henlopen and Landing, you know, even though we're not sure what's going to happen to the Lowe's lot across the street or that corner. I think it could be an asset as you approach the Plantations property. And that's why tab 10 is in there. That's the vision he has for the property. Tab 11 is the plus comment, which I've already spoken about, which doesn't make much sense, so I'll leave it alone. Other than they think it's already commercial or CR1. Tab 10 is Mr. Brockenbrow's follow-up letter. Again, no TIS is necessary. They indicate that the average grade of the intersection would not change. He does, however, request, and when he writes this to Mr. Lank, that you require that any rights of way be dedicated on the final, which Dr. Panda is aware of that, and we have no objection to that, and he also be responsible for the improvements there. Tab 13 has my proposed conditions. The office shall be limited to professional medical offices. Security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. The use shall comply with all DLDOT regulations and requirements. The entrance shall be from Shady Road as approved by DLDOT. The site shall be served as part of the West Rehoboth Expanse and Sewer District. Capacity, they say, is 6,000, depending on, you know, their assumption. If you include the upstairs, he's very well aware that for the capacity that exists there, he may have to make some lateral upgrades. And if they count 1 EDU for 7,000 and they want that 7,000 upstairs counted, there may be more expenses involved, considerably more. And we understand that. We understand the county's wrestling with that. But fortunately, there's significant capacity available at 6,000. So, further on my conditions, all parking shall be screened from view with landscaping from any neighboring properties. Hours of operation shall be limited to 7 to 8, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 5 on Saturdays, which may not occur, but just. And signage shall be limited to one ground sign, not exceeding 32 square feet. All trash containers shall be placed at the rear of the building and shall be screened from view. The location of the containers shall be shown on the site plan. The site plan shall be designated to accommodate all necessary parking spaces, rights of way, setbacks, and landscaping. Parking spaces shall be screened from adjacent parcels, and the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I spoke to Dr. Pando about the current capacity of his office. They've done well. They have four doctors and approximately 12 staff, and that's the approximation of how his practice will proceed. May grow a little bit, and this will give him some ability to grow if he doesn't have some more space there to rent to potentially complementary businesses. That's all I have. If I can call Dr. Pando up for one moment, you want to just identify yourself and where you're from.
Good evening. My name is Jose Pando. I live in Lewis, Delaware.
And Dr. Pando, you've heard my presentation to the commission here this evening. Does it reflect a true representation of what you want to do on the project?
Yes, it does.
And I don't know if you have anything to add, or these gentlemen probably have some questions.
Okay, we'll see. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From my reading of what your proposed conditions, et cetera, are, it sounds like it's a little bit of an expansion of the original approval, and I specify that, you know, when they talked about the conditions or recommendations of approval, one was that it was shall be limited to professional medical care or other services incidental to or related to such a use. Am I hearing that this you're asking for professional office space?
Yes, and that's how the application was filed in 2007. So that is a difference. to give him more flexibility if an accountant wanted to go there or a lawyer. You're correct, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. I just want to be clear. We're on the same wavelength in that respect.
We envision, if I may, we envision a unit, because of the type of work that I do, which is mainly with people with arthritis, to have a unit, or initially the application included to include a pool.
Right.
And to have a rehabilitation center with a pool there. We hope that we'll still come on with that. But if for whatever reason, because there's, since the initial application to now, there's a number of pools available now, maybe the person that we have contracted with may not be interested anymore. So we want a little bit of flexibility regarding that. But our main interest is to have a medical facility that will complement our practice.
So instead of, like you said, originally what you were proposing was a therapy pool, that may not be wind up part of your plans when you're done.
It may not. We hope it will, okay. But it may not.
In your conditions, you, Mr. Willer, you speak of landscaping from neighboring residential properties. Am I correct in that your property butts up to the church? Is there a parcel in between?
It goes, if I may,
please.
The church will be positioned here, and there's a house in between.
There's a house, okay.
And I'm not sure whether the house, the property of the home, is belongs to a church. I'm not sure of that. But there's a home here, and then it's a
There's
church.
A home separating your parcels and the church.
Correct.
Okay. I just wasn't able to ascertain that from looking at the material submitted. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Hertrick? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Mr. Burton. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Keep reminding me. I have no further questions.
Mr. Smith, that's easy enough to remember.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I understand the application. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for clearing that up.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, please.
I don't have any questions here, gentlemen. If you will, take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone's here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1820, Rheumatology Consultants of Delaware, PA? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1820? Yes, sir. Please come up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hello, my name is Mark Collard. I live at 17702 Brighton Drive. This is in the Eagle Point development. And the main reason that I'm concerned is because the main entrance to the Eagle Point development is on Shady Road. I don't have any qualifications to say whether a new professional office building is of benefit to Lewis and the Lewis area. But I certainly know that the council has approved 168 rental units in the Arbors of Cottagedale. It's approved a professional office building at Cedar Grove and Plantation Road. I know that there's continuing construction going on at Hemlope and Landing. And I know that there's at least consideration of rerouting Route 9 and Route 404 through Hemlope and Landing on Salt Marsh Boulevard. And Salt Marsh Boulevard comes onto Plantation Road right at Shady Road. With all of these things in consideration, if an additional professional office building is approved, I would think that it would be only appropriate that planning and zoning would have to reconsider what to do with Shady Road. It's right now a two-lane road. There are a few private homes. There's an entrance to Eagle Point, and then the storage facility and Grand Slam, and then you come to Route 1. If there's even more construction in that immediate area with everything that I've just rattled off, it may have to become a four-lane road with turn lanes and lights because there just won't be enough traffic space to accommodate what there is now, what there will be in the future because it's already been approved. And if you approve this, it will become very, very busy. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Good evening, thank you. My name is Betty Deacon. I live at 18201 Hickory Lane, Lewis, Delaware, which is in the community of Sandy Bray. I'll say for the record again, I've said this before, that there are over 1,500 residential homes on Plantation Road. That's including all the developments and all the individual homes that are there. And it was primarily residential, which was why a lot of us bought our property there, hoping and thinking that it probably would stay residential. But with the new office complex that has already been approved, and then this one, if you put a $7,000 to $8,000 conditional use office building there, it's going to be there. It doesn't matter that it's conditional use. It's going to be there forever. You know, why would anybody put money into something like that and then walk away? I believe that, the home that's between the church and this place belongs to the church. The pastors, the present pastors live in that home.
Okay. Thank you.
I believe you're going to approve this because I know what the past record has been. So therefore, I'm going to ask, besides the conditions that the attorney has said would be put on there, that there be no Saturday hours. Plantation Road is locked from top to bottom during the summertime on Saturdays. That if there is signage, the signage be unlit and it be no bigger than 15 by 20 feet to fit in with the residential neighborhood. And that the developer have to put a light in at Shady Road and Plantation Road. That road, Shady Road, is a cut-through for all the locals during the summertime to have some place to be able to drive when all the tourists are here. And this is going to complicate the whole situation. That's all I have. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? The lady in the back and then the gentleman in the shirt. Ladies first.
My name is Julia Morey. I live at 383 Lakeside Drive in Plantations East. As Mr. Collard said and Ms. Deacon has indicated, Shady Road is just a two-lane little podunk road with a lot of potholes in it right now and a few other things. There's a lot of building going on around there, and it's going to be a mess to put anything else in. It just compounds the issue. Plantations Road is also heavily traveled, and again, the traffic situation there is getting to be somewhat untenable, particularly in the summer. It seems to me that I know that the office, professional office and medical building was just approved down on Cedar Grove Road. Everywhere I look, there are for rent signs. I know that there seems to be an overabundance of this type of thing, and I realize that people are probably planning for 10, 20 years down the road, but we're living here right now. And my main point here is that I bought a place on Plantations Road because it was a lovely residential area, little by little, and now sort of galloping, not little by little, but going pretty fast. There have been a lot of applications for conditional use, a couple for B1, but they've been discouraged and they've come back as conditional uses. I just foresee a great deal of commercial development on an otherwise very nice residential road, and I don't want to live on Route 1. The same sort of thing. So I would like to see this petition denied. But if it is accepted, as Betty Deacon said, I would like to see no Saturday hours and very quiet signage. And I say all this as an arthritic patient who may be in need of Dr. Pando in the very near future. Okay. But I would like to see it denied. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, your turn.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Glendon Jackson, and I reside at 33372 Mackenzie Way, which is probably 500 feet from the place in question. Everything said here so far, I concur with. I've lived here for my entire life, 58 years. I've seen the growth, and I see what's happening to the community. With everything that has been approved here lately, with the, as they said, the Arbor's Cottagedale, with 160 units, and then the Penelope and Landing across the street, and all the things that they have already said, they did neglect to say one thing. At any given time on Shady Road, that traffic backs up. I've seen it back up all the way to Route 1 at Grottoes. I assume the entrance, if approved, the entrance would be on Shady Road. I'm almost sure of that. I don't think it'd be on Plantation. I would hope not. But anyhow, getting on the Shady Road from this proposed location with traffic, as I said, backed up, and it's not just anymore during the summer. This can be any given day through the week or whatever, holidays, et cetera, et cetera. And that traffic backs up quite often. Not to mention all the traffic out on Plantation Road, getting out of this location here to get on Plantation Road or Shady Road, I see in trouble, you know, in the future happening there. I believe the gentleman here said something about a tree business on Shady Road. There's no tree business on Shady Road. I don't know where he's got that information, but it's not a tree business on Shady Road. The building in question, I believe they said it was going to be two-story. Didn't say what height it would be. Hopefully, if approved, it would be and conform to the rest of the buildings right in there as far as height-wise and so forth. I myself, again, I don't have any problem with responsible growth. However, I don't believe this is being very responsible to put up business of this caliber in that location with everything that's been said here tonight. I just don't think that's a location for it. Personally, it's been a residential community ever since I've been there, 58 years, and it's starting to change. And I just, for the sake of me, I don't understand why, you know, these doctor's offices and so forth, with the hospital, I understand all that, and I understand doctors get to have places and so forth. It started out on Savannah Road. Now they've moved that to on Route 24, the BB campus and so forth. Now it's just been approved down to Plantation Road and Postal Lane, a building. Now we're going to put one here. For the life of me, I can't understand why they all can't be put in one location. 24 would be an excellent, ideal place for it. Just in my mind, I've been to hospital up to Christiana. And beside the hospital there, I mean, they've got big buildings there with nothing but doctors in there. I mean, any doctor you want, you can go there and get any treatment you want. Why we can't have that here, have everything in one location, I don't understand that. But that's my opinion, that's where it should be. I believe that was stated that there that is two different separate parcels, not one parcel. That was two separate parcels. I don't know the application process and all that for having two parcels versus one. And as far as the impact study, traffic impact study, it was said that DelDOT didn't require one. For the life of me, I don't understand why. Like I said, just with the traffic backs up on Shady Road, not to mention Plantation Road, I can't understand why I didn't request one. I think they should. And last but not least, I guess the hours of business was stated, I believe, 7 to 8 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 on Saturdays. I agree, again, if this is approved, which I want to go on record that I'm not for this, but I definitely would not want to see any Saturday hours, and even the Monday through Friday hours, I think, needs to be changed. 7 to 8 o'clock 8 o'clock in the evening, I think, is a little bit too much. So with that said, gentlemen, I appreciate the time, and again, I hope this is denied.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.